Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Today he is talking about sorrow and how to deal with it. Sorrow is a powerful emotion that arises when you experience loss. Today I want to address sorrow. Many people are experiencing great sorrow as a result of being separated from friends and loved ones due to the present worldwide restrictions on meeting and social interactions of all kinds. When you experience yourself feeling sorrow, sadness, or any kind of dissatisfaction with the circumstances of your life, please call on me. I am always available and I will always answer your call immediately. It is my joy to assist you all in your ongoing awakening processes, which many of you are finding extremely unsettling. As you spend more time alone and find emotional issues arising powerfully within you, which need to be addressed, thanked, forgiven, and released, ask me to help you to relax into your holy inner sanctuaries, where love awaits you, wishing only to embrace and honor you, if you will allow it to do so. Allowing and welcoming is the key, so let go of any negative feelings or self-judgments about your worthiness and invite love to join you there. Sorrow is a powerful emotion that arises when you experience loss and which can be extremely debilitating, often leading to intense depression and lack of motivation for life. In these unusual times, everyone needs someone to whom they can talk about personal issues that they would normally not talk about with anyone. And many of you feel that there is no one to whom you can safely disclose these seemingly private matters, often due to a sense of shame and inadequacy, believing that you should be able to deal with them by yourselves, as others obviously do. The truth is that you are not alone in experiencing this sense of having no one to whom you can talk. This sense, even a belief, is in fact endemic. So let it go. Call on me, and I will guide you to meet with someone who can and will listen to you lovingly and without judgment, to assist you in identifying and releasing those deeply buried but strongly ingrained beliefs that have never served you. Also, let go of expectations as to who this might be, an egoic, fear-driven attempt to limit your choices, thus allowing your intuition to present you with the most felicitous opportunity. You will, of course, still be completely free to choose whether or not to engage with the one who propitiously appears as you work with your issues of trust. Learning how and whom you can trust often causes worry and anxiety, because you have all had your trust betrayed at some time, or many times in your lives. But with the ongoing effects of the tsunami of love that is flowing abundantly to assist you in your awakening process, people are becoming increasingly aware of the need to live their lives honestly and with integrity while respecting another's trust in them, and are therefore making a conscious choice to honor both themselves and all others. Love is your nature, and as more and more become aware of this, the opportunities for kind and loving social interactions, one-on-one or in groups, are growing rapidly. There is only one, therefore each one is that one. As more and more of you recognize this divine truth, your interactions with one another become ever more loving, allowing issues that may have divided you, even led to conflict among you, to be discussed openly, without any individual setting preconditions or needing to prove to others the rightness of his or her beliefs or opinions. When discussions are started from this loving state of openness and acceptance, there are no issues that cannot be resolved, although time and patience will be necessary, because even though you have entered the new age, many are still working on personal issues of non-self-acceptance, unworthiness, and lack of trust that can be spontaneously triggered and lead to conflict. Fear often leads to anger, sometimes intense anger, that can be used to defend the self or to attack another. And when this happens, it is inevitably divisive. Fear is a response to separation from or abandonment by a loved one, and unreal as it is, because you are all permanently and eternally in the presence of God, from whom separation is impossible, nevertheless, for humans it seems very real. Were you to be separated from Source, your life force, your consciousness would be terminated, you would cease to exist. And by choosing to incarnate into the world of form, you seem to have been separated, so all do have a deep inner sense of fear. The way to release this fear permanently is to become aware of your true nature as one with God, and to know that that is indeed who you are. Many who have had NDEs have talked and written about the wonder and joy of that experience, the full knowing realization that there is only love, the infinite field of divine energy in which all that has been created is eternally present without interruption. The unreal state of limitation that you experience as beings in form is temporary, a state from which God has promised that you will awaken. Humanity is now fully engaged in the awakening process because the time for unreality has been terminated by your collective intent, and you are now most actively engaged in awakening. For most, it is a very unsettling moment because the belief that unreality is real has become so deeply ingrained within you. As humans, you collectively dislike change because it brings uncertainty, and for many to think about aging and dying is anathema, while modern science tries desperately to overcome and prevent death. Therefore, to come to the realization that there is no death, and that there is but a transition to reality, is amazingly and intensely freeing. This realization can be accessed by everyone because God would not withhold it from any of his beloved children. The way to realization of who you really are is by going within and spending quiet time alone there as you ask to know, and then really allow yourself to listen to and hear the voice for God within you, where it is always present. You are never alone, so go within, ask for confirmation of this divine truth, and allow yourself to hear it, feel it, and know it. Your loving brother, Jesus.